Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Sean Worthington back on the show. Sean is a great member of our Brain Trust, has been now for several years. He's one of the top experts in the world on cryptocurrency and blockchain alternatives as well. And not too many people like that out there. He's a tenured professor of computer science, at Butte College, Northern California. He's the author of Beyond Bitcoin, The Future of Digital Currency. He's our good friend, Sean. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Nice to see you.
Good to have you back. Hey, Sean, a lot of people are still having a hard time getting their head, including me, getting their heads around Bitcoin being worth at some point $59,000 per coin for something that doesn't really exist in the real world. It only exists in electronics, in a digital world. You can't beat it into a plowshare. You can't eat it. You can't set fire to it. You can't touch it, lift it. You can only have it, put your money in it, and spend it in some places. But yet, in any given day, it could drop 10,000 points.
Yeah.
Why is that comparable to gold?
So a lot of people that invest in gold wonder what is the intrinsic value of something like Bitcoin. And the fact is that Bitcoin is money. And it's like, kind of like asking, well, what is the intrinsic value of money? And money is an information system. It's data and allows us to keep track of who created what kind of goods and who should get goods out of that system. So the real question is, what value is information and what value is data? And that depends on the integrity of the data, and the integrity of the information system. I don't know if that helps any.
Well, you're making an excellent point, because we know about, I've talked many times on the show before about a couple of things. Number one, Adam Smith considered money one of the top three inventions of human beings. The other is be the economic tables and the written word. So the money is number three, is in the top three. He didn't say which one, but it was probably number one, because money builds, money allowed markets to happen. Money allowed the division of labor to happen, which created markets, which created entrepreneurship. So money is a good answer. And the other thing is that with money being something that we can exchange, you can't go out and really spend gold. You can use it. You can look at it. It's pretty. And you can hold it. And it does have a finite. It is finite because there's not that much of it, actually. But you can't really spend it anymore because people won't take gold. But you can spend a Bitcoin. So your point is well taken.
Right. So gold is just hard to buy. It's hard to sell.
Is Bitcoin an inflation hedge because there's a limited number of them, only a couple million or 20 million? I've forgotten the number.
Well, that's a good question, and I think it is. The limited number does hedge things. Of course, we have a whole bunch of people that whenever there is inflation, that's when they go out and they really buy these coins.
Yeah.
And that causes spikes and it causes drops, and we certainly see that volatility. But in the long run, I think that cryptos are much better than holding the United States dollar.
Well, see, and this is what worries me. Now you're getting to my argument against them. See, you know, Sean, you know me well enough to know that I'm no Luddite. I'm a high adopter of technology, and I've given cryptocurrency every opportunity to present itself on this show, especially with you. But I worry about the fact that the U.S. dollar is America and the world's best defense and offense against tyrants. Mm-hmm. And as the if cryptocurrency weakens the U.S. dollar, then liberty in the world is weakened. I worry about that.
Yeah. Yes. For good reason. But you know what? If when the government, our government, has the ability to just print up trillions of dollars.
Yeah. Because they weaken my argument, don't they?
They do. And so if there was a, let's say that the United States, and I mean the literal states of America, got together and formed their own United States currency that was independent of the federal government, and there was strict, let's say, algorithms that kept the supply from growing in a way in which the government got it all, then that would be a very strong currency.
And which was what we had when we were on the gold standard. 20 Tail, right back with our good friend Sean Worthington. We're going to talk some more about the future of cryptocurrency after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.